make it interesting. At the 15:52 mark of the period, Alex Patan gets his goal of the game, his fifth of the season on the power play. Tanner Carroll and Blake Fietila get the assist. This pulls the Huskies within one.
5-on-3 advantage. Huskies win the faceoff. Hannah will control. Shot taken. Broken stick, or it looked like it. Bandon. Controlled by Carroll. Weak side. Shot taken. Score!
Well, good to get that early because, like you said, we did have the power play still. But Tan fanning on the first attempt and somehow got it back and made it happen.
Yeah, it came to him, and what a shot. And that's, you know, a goal scorer's goal right there. I mean, he didn't take any, waste any time or tee the puck up or handle it. He just shot it, and a great shot. But that was a big goal because it got us back within one, and it was early. We had a 5-on-3, so we still had a lot of time on the second power play to get the equalizer. And there's where you're, excuse me, Dirk. There's where your power play has to come in, yeah. You know, come into play and try and get that other one to tire. And they got in some penalty trouble there, and we did take advantage of it on the one. But now we're in a one-shot hockey game, and as maybe poorly as we had played in the second, we really had a good third period. Mm-hmm. I mean, the attempted shots were 33-10. They only attempted 10 shots in the third period. So, but we played playing from behind again. You're really pressing, trying to get that equalizer.
And we didn't get the equalizer, and with the goaltender pulled, Garrett Clement gets the empty net goal to ice the game. Bryce Schmidt and Kevin Churchman get the assist at the 18:58 mark. That gives Lake State the 5-3 victory. Michigan Tech 1-for-7 on the man advantage, but we did have 9 power play shots on goal and gave up the 1 power play goal to Lake State. They were 1-for-5 with 5 shots on goal. What were your thoughts overall on the special teams?
Yeah, power play's coming. You know, you could tell we had good possession time in their zone, some really good scoring opportunities. Backdoor, Blake Pietila down low, had a couple nice chances. We're establishing a point shot. We're getting more shots through from up high, which spreads the penalty killers out a little bit. We're doing a better job in front of the net, screening the goalie. So overall, I thought our power play has made good strides. We're headed in the right direction there. Obviously, the PK, I think, has come a long way and done a good job, too. Especially, you know, only giving up the one goal on Friday in that 5 minutes is huge because it keeps you within striking distance. So I thought overall they did a good job and blocked a lot of shots and, you know, a lot of good things going on there. It was tough to give up that one, though, but overall, both Friday and Saturday night, our PK guys did a great job. As we'll get to Saturday, we had to kill 3 penalties in the third period of a one-goal hockey game, which was huge for us to get through that.
5-3 the final. Michigan Tech out shooting Lake State 36-25 in that Friday night game. Kevin Kopelka had 33 saves. Phoenix Copley with 20 saves on the evening. And we'll get to the Saturday night win when we come back. It's the Mel Pearson Show exclusively here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
We want to help you love your home. Hi, this is Jordan from Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Our goal at Gartner's Gallery is to make love your home a reality for you. That's why we give you more than just an incredible selection and very, very competitive pricing. That's why we have a gallery-style showroom and 2 full-time professional designers to help the decorator in you choose the perfect furniture, flooring, lighting, and decor. A professional decorator at no extra charge. We won't charge you more. We just give you more. Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone anyone can have a million-dollar smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles Gentle Quality Dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Well, if you want a fail-safe way to enjoy everything this year, just head over to your local retailer and pick up some ice-cold Coke Zero. See what they did there? Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combined to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then what else is possible? Coke Zero. Enjoy real Coke taste and zero calories. Check it out from Hancock Bottling Coca-Cola. Mel Pearson Show, we're talking about Saturday night's game with a better outcome. The Huskies get the split against the 15th-ranked Lakers from Lake Superior State. And again, Coach, we score the first goal. It took a little longer in this game than it has at home for the most part, but we get the first goal. Your thoughts about the first period where we didn't score, but we get 12 shots on goal to their five.
Yeah, I thought we, like I said, for the most part this year, we've been ready to play, especially at home. And it was a tough loss on Friday. I think there was a lot of soul searching by our team and our players and the coaching staff. And we re-emphasized three things. Good start, strong middle period, and a great finish. So, and I thought we got off to a real good start in the game and really took the play to them.
Second period has been our toughest, hasn't it, this year? If you look back at some of the games, not that there's much difference, but it looks like the second period has been our least, our weakest period of all.
Yeah, and I said, I think we've given up maybe the most goals against right. in the second period and that, and for whatever reason, because you're always trying to protect against having that little bit of a letdown, especially when you have a good start at home. Most nights we've had the lead going in the locker room at home, and you're always, as a coach, concerned. You have to make sure you refocus and actually start the period with more energy and play harder than you did the first period, because the other team's going to push back. You're going to get some pushback from the other team, and you have to match their intensity, if not have more intensity than they do. So but I thought, having said that, I thought we came out and had a strong second period on Saturday night.
We did, and Alex Bertan gets on the board again, his second of the weekend, sixth of the season. We'll talk about the goal after we hear it.
Pass to the front of the goal, denied. Carroll will get it back. Carroll, backdoor for Bertan, a shot. Didn't get all of it. To the front again. Bertan put it in off of the back of the goaltender. And the Huskies get a break after some nice play inside of the Lake State zone. 1-0 Michigan Tech.
Alex Bertan actually hitting a defenseman, then the goaltender, and then it went in the net, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, he's had a couple that found their way to the net. Let's say it that way. But Alex is a goal scorer. He finds a way to score goals. It wasn't that long ago he probably was sitting on zero goals, and what's that, six now?
Six now, yeah.
Yeah, and he's a dangerous player on the net. Anytime he has that puck, he's capable of scoring. And that was a big goal for us. Obviously, another tight game, and in a game, Dirk, that you don't want to call it a must game this early in the season or in the league, but it was a must game. It felt like that we really needed this 2 points, and that makes it tough. That puts a lot of pressure on your team when they know that too, that it's one of those games where you can't keep giving up points at home games. You cannot keep giving other teams points, so it was a big game, and we had a real strong second period. Attempted shots were 33-10 in that period, and I thought we totally dominated the period, and we just are not scoring on some of our best chances. And Dennis Ricks walks in on a breakaway, cuts across the crease and had him beat, but he makes a great save, and he's a senior goalie, and there's a reason their team is ranked 15th in the country, and one of the reasons is their goaltender.
Well, it was a great goal because, even though it was a fluky and a little bit lucky, the hard work that was happening right before Bertan scored earned that goal.
No question. And, we did a good job. I thought we did a good job cycling in their zone, using the back of the net. We had some cold, open shots from the slot that he made great saves on. But, Tanner and Blake did a lot of hard work on that goal. And Alex, obviously, is on the receiving end of the goal.
We outshoot them 24-5. in that second period. Now, I know sometimes opposing teams think that the home shot clock is a little bit off. Was your thoughts after watching that again, was that pretty accurate?
Well, that's pretty accurate, yeah. I mean, you know, we had a couple power plays there, and we got a lot of shots on, and we had some second opportunities. But, you know, we're working on getting pucks and people to the net, and good things should happen. But, no, I thought the shots were, you know, our people do a real good job here.
Yeah.
I mean, they're real accurate, and like I said, I just thought, you know, when you watch the game, I mean, we're in their zone the whole time in the second period. So, and you know, there might have been a few outside shots or a few shots where you're just, you know, dumping the puck in that's on net that counts as a shot. But when you look at the shot chart, which I have in front of me, I mean, there's probably 10 to 12 grade A.